Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Oberoi Realty Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. We have Mr. Oberoi, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Saumil Daru, Director of Finance of the company, with us for the call. Please note that this call will be for 30 minutes, and for the duration of this conference call, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and that the conference call is being recorded. The transcript for the same may be put up on the company website. After the management discussion, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference, you may signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Before I hand the conference over to the management, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during the course of this call may not be based on historical information or facts and may be forward-looking statements, including those relating to general business statements, plans, strategy of the company, the future financial condition, and growth prospect. The forward-looking statements are based on expectations and projections and may involve a number of risks and uncertainties and other factors that could cause actual results, opportunities, and growth potential to differ materially from those suggested by such statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Oberoi, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you all, as per the time zones from which you have logged in, and welcome to the conference call of Q4 FY2026 results and business updates. Thank you all for taking time for this call. I will now start with some business updates, specifically business development. FY2026 has witnessed a strong momentum in all parameters. We've announced business development activities close to 4 million sq ft of development potential areas across diverse locations in MMR: 11 acres in Bandra East, Aramnagar, Versova, about 2 million sq ft. We also have entered into agreements with societies in South Bombay for redevelopment: Pedder Road, Malabar Hill, and Nepean Sea Road. We've also received approval from NCLT for our resolution plan submitted for a company in consortium to acquire Horizon Hotel Private Limited. In fact, as we speak, we have received possession of the property on 7th May 2026. On the operation front, the release of higher floor inventory at Elysian Goregaon has received robust booking momentum. Sky City Mall has achieved occupancy of over 72% within the first year of operations. Commerz III continues to scale up strongly, attracting marquee tenants, and has driven robust leasing demand, with an occupancy reaching 98%. With this, now I open the floor for question and answer, and both Saumil and I will be very happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, and congrats on good performance. My first question is on your strategy for 360 North in Gurugram. Do you intend to launch and sell everything upfront like most of the other Gurugram developers, or do you want to follow a more calibrated strategy of selling over a longer period of time?
We haven't really dwelled that deep into our strategy. We want to see how we are received in Gurugram. It's a new market for us. We've set a certain internal target, which, given the way there is buzz in the market because everybody knows we are coming, I feel we are in for some exciting time there.
Okay. And secondly, if you can also talk a bit about where are you in terms of approvals for Adarsh Nagar?
Adarsh Nagar, we are awaiting IOD. I mean, within like a week or 10 days, or let's say 2 weeks, we should get our.
Okay. And then what are the steps from there on?
Business as usual. We'll be applying for CC. A lot of work has already been done on that account also. So 3 more months for CC, and then we can break ground.
Okay.
Once we get the CC, we will apply for RERA, then we are good to go.
Yeah, good to even market.
Any timeline for evacuation of existing residents?
As soon as we get all the approvals, and that's been our strategy everywhere, once we get 100% approvals, we only then ask the existing residents to move out, so that gives them good mental comfort and security also.
Okay. And lastly, any update on the progress for the I-Ven land parcel? When should we expect
I-Ven, we in fact have applied for a renewed CC, and you will physically be seeing work in the next 30 days starting.
Understood. That's very helpful. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vikas. Congratulations.
Hi, Parikshit.
Yeah, congratulations on a great quarter, sir. So my first question is, if I see your premium project, so 360 saw a decline, 360 West saw a decline in this year as a whole on the pre-sales. And even in the new Tower H in Borivali did not see a great response, unlike Elysian, which did relatively much better. So are we seeing an impact of West Asia crisis on our pre-sales? And will it have any impact on our launch pipeline for this year if the impact gets prolonged through the quarter and the first half? So if you can help us understand this on the demand side.
So firstly, let me begin by Borivali. Very good observation. Firstly, we have just delivered literally 5 towers we've given possession. We have 3 more towers, which, FNGs, were launched last year and then a year before that. There's enough inventory within the project itself, which is kind of ready or under construction. So obviously, this 8th tower was received, but I would say it was received well. We only opened limited inventory there, and it received well. We priced it high because we ourselves didn't want to rush into too much of sales. We had created a target for that, and we've been able to achieve that. As far as Elysian goes, you can see that this project has been on for the last 15 years. People are staying. The base of this clientele is much wider and bigger. So obviously, whatever we launch gets lapped up very quickly. And so that's about it. 360 also, there have been enough launches within Worli. So and moreover, whatever was the residual inventory of our partner, even that's now sold. So within 360, we are reasonably, I can say, monopoly now, and we will now start getting traction.
So what will be the launch pipeline for this financial year? I mean, high visibility projects, because last year was more of a sustenance, I would say, when you were just releasing additional towers, and that helped you clock 5,400 crores of sales, but we didn't see much growth. So I think this year in the reckoning, I mean, what are the major launches, and if you can give some color on the GDV.
So okay, good idea. I'll actually tell you all. We are planning to launch 360 North. We are planning to launch a small development on Carter Road, Oceanic. We've topped up this, again, another small project at Malabar Hill, Fairview. We will be launching Tower D of Forest Wheel. These are all 4 launches in this first quarter itself. Then we have Jardine Tower A, which will be launched in Q2. We'll launch Raleigh Wolf Mulund in Q2 as well. Adarsh Nagar could be Q2 or Q3, so safely Q3. Enigma, we have a commercial building. We might look at doing strata sale. That also will be launched in Q3. Aurelius on Pedder Road could be Q2 or Q3 or something like that, yeah. Again, if things go well, RLDA within this year itself, and then Borivali, we've got land parcel next to ours, which was an SRA. Again, land cleared, SRA development happening. The free sale component of that also within the next three quarters or the fourth quarter probably. So a lot on the pipeline, and again, I've not named a few redevelopment projects because, you know, the tail to launch a project got a little longer given one needs to take all approvals in place. And we are very mindful of that. That's about it. Otherwise, all these projects are up and running and ready to go.
Amitabh, thank you. Join for more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Pritesh.
Hi, Vikas. Hi, team. Congrats on the good year. Just one question. You know, if I see the pending launch pipeline, a lot of them are 80,000 per square feet to 1 lakh and above, you know, pricing kind of product. Just one question on how would we differentiate such that we don't cannibalize our, you know, product and demand in each of these projects, because Pedder Road, Tarde, Vadarsh Nagar, you know, although they are in different locations, but still in a close by vicinity. So how are we going to manage the offerings here?
Very good question. In fact, very mindful of that. We do have Forestville Tower D. We do have Jardine Tower A. We also have Rally Wolves. These are three projects which are much lower in value. Like we are talking about 3 crores and 5 crores within, you know, 2.5, 3 crores and then 5 crores apartment. Like, so we do have enough on that account as well. But yeah, I mean, you know, and we have this luxury, you know, to go. But again, here what we will be doing is, even within this area, let's say when we will launch Tarde, we have a beautiful land parcel in Tarde. There we are really looking at a ticket size of 12.5 to 15 crores. And then, you know, when you go into the Adarsh Nagar and all that, that probably is like the 50 crore, 60 crore mark. These are not 100 crore or whatever. And so we are mindful of that, and we see now the markets mature to these numbers.
Sure. And just on the RLDA, you know, have we decided on the mix of how much would be for leasing and how much would be for sale, considering we will be, you know, launching it for say in Q4? So just one question on that. Yeah.
You know, what we realize is that there are very few grade A developers willing to sell commercial. So we feel that if we strategize and do strata sale, we will end up doing really well and it will be great for the cash flows also. So we will focus, you know, on RLDA being a sale model rather than a lease model. So again, the percentage is not decided. It could be 50-50, it could be 60% sale and 40% held back or whatever. But by and large, we want to do a sale model. We see, in fact, big houses approaching us and wanting to do a standalone building for us. So there is a big market for people like that also. So again, you know, very excited with that project.
Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Murtuza Arsiwala with Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Murtuza.
Hi, Vikas. Just on Gurgaon, obviously it's a big launch and it's your debut in the North market. Any sense on pricing, ticket size, GDV, sales value that you can give, and are we all set for a 1Q launch or it could move to the festive? You know, just some color on the Gurgaon project per se. And the second one's more on, you know, the balance sheet for Sohail. When I look at your balance sheet and other current liabilities, the advance from customers seems a smaller number, and then there is other current liabilities. Just some color on that. That's moved much between March 25 and 26.
Okay, to start with 360 North, let pricing be a little bit of a suspense. We are still not ready to divulge. We have a very good idea what we want, but we don't want to divulge the price, so we'll hold that. Everybody now knows that we are doing very similar to a product that we've done, which is 360 West. So the sizes are big. These are 5,000 plus and 8,000 plus square feet apartments, and they're really up on luxury. You must have read in the papers, we've also appointed L&T as our contractor. So we are good to go on that, and demolition happening at good pace as we speak. The show apartment getting ready there on site. So physically also work has started in a way. And but as far as prices go, like I said, that let that be a bit of a, suspense.
Sure.
Because we still have some more time to go. I'll leave Somil to answer the more complex question you raised.
Yeah.
Hi, Murtaza, Somil. The advance from customers is purely the advance that you receive from customers. This is, at times customers end up giving you a couple of installments in advance and all of that. So if you look at that, 82 crores versus, 97 crores, so I think that's the smaller number that you are referring to. So not a material movement in that one. The critical one, as you have pointed out, is in the other current liabilities, which is from 1,855 crores to about 2,700-2,800 odd crores.
Yes.
A large component of that, or the largest component of that, would basically be the unrecognized revenue. So this will flush through P&L under the percentage completion method. This is purely, billing in excess of revenue. So where we have billed much more than what we are, recognizing. So if you look at all the projects in the initial stages, both the Thane projects, in terms of billing, they will be upwards of, 45-50%, whereas in terms of revenue recognition, they will be barely there at about 11-12% or something like that, So this is basically the entire component of unrecognized revenue. Over a period of time, this will flush through P&L.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Murtaza. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Gaurav Khandelwal with JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, Gaurav.
Hi, Vikas. Hi, Samil. I've got three questions. I'll take those one by one. My first question is, with the entire pipeline, the launch pipeline that we're talking about, is it fair to assume that FY 2027-28, we should be able to deliver a double-digit growth in sales?
Frankly, it could have been possible this year also had we been able to launch 360 North. So obviously, the numbers would have been much better. But again, like as a company, since we don't give, we don't give any forward-looking statement or pass any of those, I would refrain from saying anything. But everybody can do their math and figure out what we will actually be at if these things play out.
Got it. Okay. Thanks for that. The next question I have is, with all the BDs that we've done, how much are we looking for in terms of CapEx cash outlay, which is yet to be completed in FY 2027?
Okay. See, most of our land parcels do not require us to pay cash upfront. Either it's like even RLDA, we have until 2038 to pay. So there's a small component that goes upfront, and everything else is linked to revenue generated and then passed on to them, or a finite date, which is much later. So we genuinely don't have any like major cash going out for land acquisition. At least not in the current ones that we spoke about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The other thing I wanted to check with you is, are you seeing any impact from the West Asia conflict at all, whether in terms of customer interest, especially for the higher ticket size apartments, or on your construction front, are these impacting your raw material construction expenses or anything at all across any part of the business?
Thank you for asking. Yes, costs are going up. And luckily, we literally, we really make sure we have a lot of contingency built in when we do our budgeting. But yes, costs have gone up. You know, energy cost has gone up, aluminium has gone up, glass has gone up, labor's become expensive. So all these are, and then again, I mean, you know, availability of materials become a bit of a challenge. So these are stressing us out. But like I said, you know, it's a problem for the entire industry, and we all are grappling with it. But yes, you know, now it's like slowly starting to, you know, hurt you in a way. And yeah, that's true.
In that case, would it be possible for you to quantify in terms of margins, EPS, any number that you can share on how bad this is?
You know, frankly, like I said, that we build this contingency in advance to make sure that, you know, our margins are not affected. But you know, yeah, I mean, like the contingencies are getting consumed or eroded, you know, as we speak. So,
got it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, thanks for that,
really
color.
We are really lucky. Another very important aspect is that the reason also we've repriced many things, you know, somebody asked us at Tower G, we actually made sure that we now know for a fact that there will be a cost increase, and we are factoring that within the projects that we are doing.
Amazing. Okay. So thanks for that, Kila. And if I can just squeeze in one more, I'm sorry if I'm being a bit naive here, but when I look at the residential prices between...
I just want to tell you on the cost front, you know, on an overall cost front, about 2-3% is what we are looking at as a cost increase. But we, like I said, you know, it's within the contingencies built, so really it won't affect the bottom line right now.
Okay, so 2-3% increase in cost base. Okay, cool. Thanks for that. And just a final one, just wanted to get your thoughts here, a bigger picture question. When I look at your residential price between Goregaon and Borivali, so the price delta is not really that much, but if I were to compare the mall rentals, then there's almost 30-35% delta. At some point over next 12-24 months, do you expect this mall rental delta to narrow, or is it how the market structure is?
So, you know, Borivali has just started. Goregaon has been here for more than 15 years now. So, the rental difference is also because the renewals are... already they have already kicked in, some of them terms are over, so we are literally able to reset the numbers. In Borivali, we'll first have a renewal which will probably be a 15% over whatever they signed us at, and then 5 years later, some 10 years later, some 7 years later, there's a reset of rent. So that part of it will probably play out only after 5 years. I'd say you'll see a exponential change in numbers. But I'll also want to tell you that we've been able to lease Borivali at a very good number. And so they were very close to what we were leasing Borivali at. Sorry, Goregaon at. So, yeah, these two, I would say, work well.
Got it. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Karan Khanna from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vikas. Hi, Saumil. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my side. So following up on Parikshit's question, if you can just comment on the launches, you know, the overall GDV of launches that are planned for FY27. And if I recollect, you didn't mention Alibag in that. So has Alibag gotten postponed into FY28?
No. Sorry. It still continues to be there. But, yeah, okay. No, it's a slip on our end. We should have actually said. Alibag could be probably third quarter this year itself.
Sure. And the overall GDV of the launches that are planned for FY27?
You want to take that up separately with Soumil?
Sure. That should be
detailed then.
Yeah. And then secondly, on 360 West, you know, FY26, where you sold 10 units versus 17 in FY25. So clearly there is some slowdown in the worldly luxury market. In that context, how should one think of monetization of the balance 2.7 lakh square feet of inventory. Earlier you were confident of exhausting this by FY28. So should we now build in a longer period here?
You know, again, like I said, that now we are the only ones holding that inventory, and hopefully at least within 360 we don't have any competition. So this should now pick momentum. I'm hoping that it will pick momentum now.
Sure. And lastly,
the
on...
The building is successful. Yeah. Everybody loves it, and, you know, there's enough demand. And we've seen, you know, whether it's me or my partner, ex-partner, they've been able to sell that.
Sure. And lastly, on Jardin, which seems to have seen a strong uptick this quarter. So what's driven the strong growth in sales volume in fourth quarter? And is there a change in strategy here or payment flexibility or the overall marketing? And just, you know, comment on future launches here in Thane.
No, you know, frankly, now the building is showing up from, you know, it's like some of them are at ninth level and so on and so forth. Plus, the way we build Forest Wheel, we were able to do almost, you know, 38 and 40 slabs a year. So that kind of speed, if we, now people are expecting us to do that here as well. And they feel that these projects will get ready faster than what they thought they would. And hence, you know, you see this entire drive.
Great. Thank you, Vikas, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Kunal Lakhan from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi, Kunal.
Hi. Hi, Vikas. Hi. Good evening. On the RLDA project side, I understand like a large part of the payment is back-ended. Once the asset becomes operational, you'll contribute from the revenue share. I'm just trying to understand, like, you know, because I think the discount rate that we are using for the NPV is roughly about 10.5-11%. Would we at some point in time, once the asset is ready, look at financing this via debt where the cost of debt is much lower compared to the discount rate that we have negotiated?
So it's 10.5 exactly, and we are absolutely mindful of that. And that's why just, you know, 20 minutes ago I said that we probably will even look at strata sale. Of course, once we get strata sale, we will ensure that we try and repay them faster. And of course, I mean, you know, there is a clear delta between our cost of money versus what they are charging us. And we would love to, you know, make sure that we don't end up keeping this for too long. The only advantage is that this is not a debt, whereas, you know, you'll have to borrow and bring it. So that's how it is. But anyway, nevertheless, we are mindful, and we will at some point make sure we pay it faster than 2028 for sure, 2038 for sure.
Sure, sure. I just want to pick your mind on that. Like on the startup sale bit, right, when we look at, like, because large part of the outlay is back-ended, right, when we look at the IRRs of this project, right, it looks quite interesting and quite lucrative, right? So what's the merit in doing the startup sale versus holding the asset? And, you know, converting the land payment into debt once the asset is operational. I'm just trying to understand the merit of doing starter sale versus holding the asset.
You know, just we want to capture both ends of the market. This is 2 million square feet, and there is, you know, we are also doing Burley, where there's commercial again. We have enough. And given the way we are looking at demand, like if there's a nice big house which wants 300,000 square feet office, we would love to do a strata sale and go ahead with it. And we have enough opportunity, so we are not really worried, you know, that we need to hold this only as such. There's a lot available, and we know how to, you know, build this land bank, so it's really not an issue for us.
Understood. My second question was on the launches, right? The launches that you have highlighted for Q1 and maybe even Q2, assuming that these launches have to come through, we should be, you know, in a fairly advanced stage of approvals, right? Hopefully most of them we should have applied for the plan approvals or maybe even RERA.
Absolutely correct.
Sure. And, you know, just an update, and yeah, I wanted
in
on
fact, Oceanic, we already have approval. Fairview, you don't need approval. and so on and so forth. So like, you know, again, 360 North, we are applying as we speak and all of that.
Sure. And lastly, just quick update on Tardev. I think the rehab tower there, we had applied for OC. Any update there, and when can we have the pre-sale portion?
Correct. So we, again, 101% within this financial year. It could be Q3 or Q4, but within this financial year for sure.
Okay. And lastly, the launch timeline for Aramnagar and Bandra, this will be FY28 or 29?
So Aramnagar, you know, we have to do the rehab component first. We may have some free sale component within the rehab buildings because these are 1,000 and 2,000 square feet apartments. So we may have something going on, but the large part of that development will happen once these guys move out. So we have to build the rehab component. We will have a parallel strategy. We might offer them something and say that once we start their work, if they feel like moving out and allow us to launch, otherwise we'll wait. And you know what, it sweetly times with the C-Link getting ready. The government's also proposing like late 2028 C-Link connectivity. We feel that, you know, literally driving on the C-Link and landing onto the site is much, like, it's very different from just imagining how it will be. So we are, for Aramnagar, we are looking more like that, those dates. But yeah, Bandra will be a lot earlier.
Bandra Slum Rehab would be this in FY28?
This one? No, in fact, this year itself, yeah. RLDA.
No, the Slum Rehab.
Which Slum Rehab?
Yeah, no, so got it. No, sorry, I got a little confused there. Sorry, and lastly to Somil, this quarter the OCF OCF was kind of flattish compared to our, you know, growth in collections. Any reason for the operating cash flow being flat?
Yeah, so you know, typically if you look at it, we made a payment of about 250 crores to RLDA. So for me, that appears as a working capital change. So the OCF is, you know, for us, any payments that we make, you know, typically for that, for any land, any advance towards a TDR or towards any FSI or towards any land, then all of those go towards, you know, your working capital changes. And correspondingly, that has an impact on OCF.
Got it, Samar. Thank you. Thank you, Vikas and Samar.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhinav Sinha from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, Abhinav.
Hi. Just a quick update. So firstly, on hotel openings and mall occupancy, what are our expectations by the end of this year?
So early end of this year for sure. Borivali probably, you know, early first quarter, second quarter next year, that's Marriott. Ritz-Carlton this financial year itself. These are two mall, again, which mall are you talking about? The Borivali mall already
the
launched.
Borivali mall. Yeah.
Sorry?
But what should be the occupancy there by the end of this year?
I think it will be 100%.
Okay. So 100%. We have now tied up for the stores which will open.
Sorry?
We have now tied up for this.
Abhinav, Somil here. So we have, you know, as we mentioned in the results, we are already at about 72%. If your question was that where we will be by 31st of March 2027, then that's what we are saying, that by that date we'll be at 100%.
Okay, great. So second question on IWEN, what is the final plan now?
So IWEN, the final plan is we do mall, we do office, and we do a small hotel. And you know, we signed Aman, and it's public news,
right?
So I can tell you this.
So, but what's the mix? Because you also want to do some branded residences, which you will sell.
You know, we are tempted to do that, but still working on it. And once we finalize, we'll come back to you.
So total saleable area will be here. You know, how much roughly between these three?
Leasable area about 1.4 million odd square.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Oberoi for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you all for taking time out for this call. We look forward to hearing from you on an ongoing basis. Please feel free to reach out to us or our investor relations team as and when you have any questions. Thank you again. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Oberoi Realty, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.